Show with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Great Therapy. We're on.
Oh.
We're on. But we were just talking, Lo was just filled in of my misophonia that I've talked about on many podcasts, which just kind of shows what kind of listener you are, Lo.
Well, here's the thing. I tuned that part out because... Yeah. I thought it was an alternative fact. I thought you were just kidding, but I realized it is.
Misophonia is no joke.
Misophonia.
It's no joke. Because you were talking about that video with that woman.
The woman that eats pickles.
Why does she do this?
I love her.
Why?
I think it's hilarious. And a lot of YouTubers have done something similar where they, what's it called? There's a specific name for it.
Chewing?
No. Like
crunching, smacking.
No. Recording yourself where it's only that low sound. It's called like I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, it's kind of soothing.
You are a weird.
I love
weird
the
guy.
Sound of crunching. And
do you really?
A little, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's a name for that you enjoy that sound. Wait, have I even introduced you yet?
Oh, no. Sorry.
Everybody, Lo is my co-host today. You may remember him from such podcasts as me, Jess, Graf, and Cody. Who else? Tyler Henry, the Medium.
Yep.
You remember that.
I'm back, everyone.
He back for a good old-fashioned Thursday grape therapy.
Yay.
Why did I just do a southern accent?
A little southern.
Grape therapy. What's up?
What's up?
How's your Thursday going?
You know what? I've had better. I'll put it that way.
Well, good thing you're on grape therapy because
I need it.
You know, your session is now starting and we're here to make you feel better about whatever happened in your day. So please.
Is this a safe place?
This is the place with the tree and the trust and the nest. And we're here for you.
Perfect.
Tell us your problems.
So here's the thing.
Oh, God.
No. Okay. I'm not trying to be dramatic, but it was a pretty traumatic experience.
You're not being dramatic. I saw the pictures.
Okay. So I ordered a sandwich and
if you're eating right now, you might want to press pause on this. Finish your sandy. Go on, Lo. Sorry.
So I was with a friend and we ordered a sandwich and a little pasta from the local Corner Bakery. Corner Bakery is
well known.
Oh, very. It's like a Panera.
Owned by the same people?
I don't think it's. I looked it up. It's not owned by the same person. Corner Bakery owner has another restaurant. I think it's called Il Fornaio.
Oh.
It's an Italian spot.
Anyway. Is it a chain, this bakery?
Yeah, Corner Bakery. It's on every corner.
Oh.
It's been around.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just in LA?
Actually, no, because their headquarters is in Dallas. I know they have several locations. I grew up eating. I've been going to Corner Bakery for well over 15 years.
Which means you were due for a bad experience.
Today was that day.
It was a double whammy.
So order this meal. We get the sandwich in this delicious little pasta dish.
Yeah.
And I decided to go in and take a bite of my panini.
Yeah. As you would.
As you would.
Yeah.
And I bit and I knew right away that there was a hair in it because I could.
What texture was the hair? Was it right off the head or was it like a little wiry?
Definitely there was a little bit of root.
Oh.
And as I pulled out the sandwich, you know, pulled the sandwich away from my mouth, the hair went with it. Like it was stuck in the sandwich. The other part was in my mouth.
Like, have you ever had a hair in your butt crack and you pull it out and you're like, oh no, and it keeps going?
No, I.
Oh yeah, just kidding, me either.
I've had that happen with my dog, like a dingleberry.
Oh, yeah.
I've never experienced that.
Oh, yeah, me either.
Go
on.
So I do that, and I'm like, oh, that's disgusting. You know, but it happens. Hair happens in food. It's inevitable in the industry.
Yeah. But you were done with the sandwich.
I was like, I'm done.
See, I would have just pulled the hair, and then I would have been like, you know what? I'm real hungry. And I would have ate it.
Bold.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was done with that. So I tossed the sandwich, and then my friend's like, well, you can have some pasta. We'll share the pasta. I said, okay, let's do that. So I put some on my plate. I'm eating it. I take a bite and it's a pasta dish. It's like a little, I don't even know the name of the noodle. Doesn't really matter, but
no, it doesn't.
It's a soft
it's
noodle.
It's not a penne, but it's also not like a spaghetti.
It's more of a rigatoni.
It's more of a rigatoni. Yeah.
So it's called pesto cavatappi the dish.
Then I think it's a cavatappi.
Yeah, it's delicious. Mm-hmm. So we ordered that. I had a bite of it. I take my first bite, find something very crunchy up in there. Uh-huh. I bit into it. It actually scraped the top of my mouth.
I'm actually getting a little bit sick.
So I was like, oh, so I pull or I spit out the food from my mouth. And I don't see anything there because it's all covered in sauce. It's all been chewed up. And then I did a little dissecting, if you will, and I discovered a bloody nail.
And okay, I'll let everybody gag for a second. Not just a bloody nail, like a full blown fake nail, like the full nail. It wasn't like a
nail bed.
Yeah, the entire nail bed, full, like very, very fresh manicured too, because it was full sparkle.
Yeah, it was. Silver sparkled,
very sparkly,
and the back was very fully bloody. So I had.
I saw the photo. I'm like, I wish you never showed me that, but I'm glad you did because I don't think I would have really known.
I know
the level of blood,
right? So I called cornerback. I was like, oh, this is disgusting. I did get right away gagging. I'm so disgusted, and so I called corner bakery, and I was like, hey, this is what happened. They said. We are very doubtful that happened on our watch because all of our people in the kitchen wear gloves. I said, well, I have a bloody...
She probably put on a glove and snapped her nail off and then ended up in your rigatoni.
Yeah. And in my mouth.
And in your mouth.
Yeah. So they were like, no. And you know, we have them wear hairnets as well. So, you know, can you please send us pictures?
People are defensive like that.
I'm like, I'm not... I don't want to call... I don't want to call Corner Bakery corporate. On a Saturday or whatever, on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they basically said, "We'll send us pictures and we will try to get you a reimbursement. We're sorry that happened. We'll get you a reimbursement." That's it. Thank you.
Here's your $12 back, sir.
Yeah, have literally. A great day. Not even a complimentary cookie.
Oh.
I know.
My
Over
gosh.
At Corner Bakery.
Yeah, at Corner Bakery. We see you.
Yeah.
And we're never going to see you again.
I actually won't be going back because that's disgusting.
No, and I won't be going ever. Never have, never will. You know?
I don't think they're in Canada.
No. Oh. There's no Corner Bakeries in Canada. Mm-mm. There's Tim Hortons.
Oh, good old Tim Snortons. I love those little Timbits, those little donuts.
Oh, yeah.
They're so good.
Love Timbits.
Anyway.
I might actually be converting. I think I am a big Dunkin' Donuts guy.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
You know what? I was at Dallas Airport.
Yeah.
Got myself a delicious glaze.
Yeah. What are the little donuts called? Donut holes?
Donut holes.
That's such an American thing, by the way.
They're you have Timbits.
Oh, what's the blueberry one?
Blueberry glaze.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
Everything.
Yeah. I don't even mind if it's a little bit old up in that airport. I'll still eat it.
Me too.
Yeah, it's great.
Me too. I actually like their sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches.
You
were just going to say that.
I love an everything bagel sandwich.
Yeah.
And
all about it. And a nice little coffee treat to go along with it.
Hazelnut.
Hazelnuts.
The best.
Okay, so I thought we would do a little Bachelorette recap after we got over your disgusting story. We just need to forget about it and move on.
On to better things.
On to bigger, better things. Yeah. Jordan.
Oh my God. My favorite.
The best is when he tried to throw out the chirp like, he's just making scrambled eggs every day. And it's like, oh, sounds terrible. I'm like, that sounds really nice.
His one-liners
they're everything.
The best. Yeah. His everything. Make-believe words. I love it.
Yeah. I'm like, sometimes I question I'm like, am I the dummy? And then I'll Google the word. And I'm like, no, that's definitely not a word.
My professionality. Was that one he said?
Yeah. Wait, that's what I'm Googling. That's what I'm pretty sure he made up. What was it?
Professionality.
Professionality.
I think he said something along the lines of like he lives his life with professionality.
Look, I Googled professionality and I said, is professionality a word?
His picture comes right up.
It says professionality. Oh, it is a word.
Oh,
jokes on us.
Oh, sorry, Jordan.
Jokes on us. We're the dummies.
Yeah, really.
He does have a high IQ. I'll give him that. I will give... Oh, Becca just texted me. Huh. What are the chances? We're talking about you right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have zero clue what's going on still with the Colton, Tia, Becca situation because we have got zero explanation about the Colton, Tia thing. Like, they're like, oh, I'd hung out with Tia for a weekend. And then it's like, well, does she still have feelings for you? Like,
did you sleep with her?
Did you? No, he didn't. Oh. She said on the episode they just kissed.
Got it.
I was fast forwarding through that part with you. And he also apparently is a virgin.
Don't believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, good for him if he is.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. All the power to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what my nickname was on the show, too. The Virgin.
The Virgin Stealer.
Yeah. Yeah. Thief.
The Virgin Thief.
But I just feel like...
God, I need another sip of wine.
Yeah, sip that wine. Sipping their cocktails. My other favorite thing to drink, LaCroix. You can enjoy LaCroix Sparkling Water, a calorie sweetener and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. Make the switch to LaCroix Sparkling Water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. It's zero calories, zero sweetener, zero sodium, it equals innocent. All natural, environmentally friendly, and flavored with fruit essences. There are 14 LaCroix flavors. Key lime, tangerine, mango, apricot, passion fruit are the newest. There's peach, pear, coconut, lime, lemon, berry, cran raspberry, orange and grapefruit, and pure unflavored round out the lineup. The LaCroix family also includes 6 LaCroix Curité flavors. There's pineapple strawberry, apple berry, cherry lime, kiwi watermelon, blackberry cucumber, cantaloupe pink grapefruit. Honestly, these like take up my fridge. I'm obsessed. LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Curité Sparkling Water is a gluten-free, vegan, and non-GMO beverage. LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Curité Sparkling Water are both available nationwide. So for more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water, or check us out at www.lacroixwater.com. For a full list of retailers, visit www.lacroixwater.com. I just feel like we don't have answers. I'm like, Tia, do you still have feelings for him? How did he not? How was it just like, oh, well, I'm going to go on the show now. And then was she maybe filming Paradise so she didn't have her phone?
Oh,
so she didn't know?
Mm-hmm. Could be,
but I don't know, because that she said it was airing, it was before her season aired, so no, it wouldn't. I don't know, I don't get the timeline. I'm confused. Tia, please text me. I have questions, and then I need to completely throw you under the bus and talk about it on my podcast.
Yeah.
But anyways, I just don't understand. I want to know if she still has feelings for him, because obviously it wasn't like, yeah, see, maybe she went to Paradise and found somebody else, and maybe that's why they're not making a big deal.
Isn't she from Arkansas and
she's from Wiener, Arkansas.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Wiener.
So she's up in the Wiener, Arkansas, yeah. And he's in Boston or some. So it would have been long distance
and
anyway.
He's all up in Boston not using his Wiener.
Oh, there you go.
Virgin jokes. Oh my gosh, I'm the worst. But yeah, so I don't know. I don't understand. But anyways, you disagreed with me on this, did you? I said I feel like Colton might be a little bit calculated.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I love that we've got a little banter going here. Yeah. I love that we have a disagreement.
Definitely.
That makes for a great podcast. Yeah, a divide, if you will.
I don't think so, because I just look at it like he's feeling it out. Wait. And
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm not saying he is calculated. I'm saying there's a chance because of the words he uses, like when he's like, you know, Tia's here and I am grateful that she is here.
Yeah, I think that he, once you have that camera up in his face, he's the most awkward person. Like, yeah. You wouldn't want him to give a toast.
No.
You wouldn't want him to do any public speaking.
Which he's on the wrong show, because before you do anything on the show,
yeah,
they make you go around the room and do toasts, and everybody has to do one on every date, whether it's a one-on-one, a two-on-one, a group date, a three-on-one. Everybody
like
in the room.
Like an icebreaking exercise?
Nope. It's just so that they have choices when they do the editing and airing, that pick people's toasts. So he, you know, I don't think he should give a toast, and he probably had to give a few, and I'm really curious as to what those would look like.
Yeah, terrible. Yeah.
I guarantee it goes a little something like this. Right reasons, here for the journey, and I'm very grateful for the experience.
Very grateful. Follow your heart.
Yep, follow your heart and your dreams. I am a virgin.
I am virgin.
I shouldn't make fun of that. I actually think it's great.
No, yeah. I do.
If it is true.
I'm watching Handmaid's Tale, so.
Oh, what does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know what that has to do with being a virgin.
That's like my friend Cleo, her boyfriend, was with us in Napa. And he's like, my parents need to tell everybody that they're from, oh my gosh, I'm such a Canadian. I can't think of states. Maybe it starts with a W.
Wisconsin.
Yes. Thank you. They'll be like, oh, do you want to try this cheese? I don't know. I'm from Wisconsin.
You know us Wisconsiners.
Yeah. And everything he does, cheese. He goes, well, you know, we're from Wisconsin. So, So now I just feel that way with what you just did there.
Yeah. Completely random. Just throwing it in there. I watch Handmaid's Tale
on
Hulu.
I watch Handmaid's Tale. So
he's a virgin.
So he's definitely a virgin. And we don't judge. Anyways, after the spa day, all the guys sitting around the cocktail party with their nails done was the best.
I loved that.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Some of the guys, you could tell, were uncomfortable with it. Be comfortable getting your nails done. I got mine done today.
You did, yes.
Nice. Shiny
you always hair. Have a wow. Whoa, yeah. Look at those non-existent cuticles.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
They chopped them all off. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. People look at my hands all the time based on my profession.
Right.
So I just try and keep them beautiful because I get very self-conscious. Point, like I'm putting jewelry on people. I'm a stylist, everyone. If you're wondering,
everyone
like, what are you talking
about? I tag you in everything that I wear. That's always. True. You dress me for everything I do. The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
If I do any appearance on TV ever, Steve Harvey.
I have so much fun doing it though. I love it. So.
Every single thing I do, I'm like, no. I need you. You gave me my red carpet moment for CMAs. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk about that on Off the Vine.
Got it.
We're doing two podcasts this week. Everybody, that's how much I love Lo.
Oh, I'm honored and so excited.
Oh, are you freaking Colton? I'm super grateful for the experience.
I'm super grateful.
Are you just loving the journey and here for the right reasons?
Really, though. Mm. I think that's why I like Colton. I kind of see myself in Colton.
Oh.
Minus the, well. Actually,
you're like, wait a second. No, I take it all back. No. I immediately regret
the
saying
town
that.
Bike. Everyone's had a ride. Oh,
Lord. The town bike. Anyway, okay. Becca forgot Jason's name.
Did she?
Yeah, I fast forwarded through that part with you. I was trying to give you the cliff notes.
Not memorable.
No. She forgot his name, and I was like, that's okay. I too forget Jason's name because I call him Andrew Keegan.
Oh, yeah.
Vampire Andrew Keegan.
Yep.
Which ain't a bad thing.
For anyone who's wondering who Andrew Keegan is.
Don't Google him now.
No.
Google old Andrew Keegan. Oh, no. Oh. Google 2000
Andrew Keegan. Yeah.
I had his picture up in my locker at school and on my walls at home.
What movie was he in? Like his huge movie. Everyone loved him for him.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Uh-huh. Opposite Heath Ledger.
Yes. R.I.P. But I do actually feel like he was in...
He was in a lot of stuff in the 90s and 2000s.
That wasn't his big moment. Not 10 Things I Hate About You wasn't his...
Probably his biggest moment in his career.
Was The Bachelorette this year.
He's back.
He's back in a big way. This time going after Becca's heart. Andrew Keegan. Okay, wait. Let's see. 10 Things I Hate About You. Maybe that was his big thing.
Yeah. That's it.
Interesting. Well, he was just like on those Teen Bop magazines all the time.
Oh, yeah.
As like a heartthrob. Yeah.
Is he Canadian? Was he a big deal in Canada?
Well, yeah. He was okay. In my locker. The microphone makes a buzzing noise every time I bring my phone up to it. High quality over here in the hotel room. Anyways, Keegs. That's what I'm going to call Jason from now on.
So Keegs is the one that fell off his bed.
No.
We'll get into him later.
Yeah, we'll Keegs.
That mess.
Keegs we liked. Remember, we're like, oh, he's kind of smooth, and we liked him, and he had good vibes, and he was just laughing on the sidelines.
I like
him
because he kind of feels like a guy who works at Chase Bank. I don't know what he does in his real life, but he feels
he works at Chase Bank. No, I don't know.
Oh. I was like, nailed it. He just has a normal guy. I like him. He seems nice.
Yeah, he seems like just like Andrew Keegan.
Yeah.
I was going to come up with something different, but I'm like, he just seems like Andrew Keegan. David. He's the guy who fell off the bed.
Oh, man.
Chicken David. Why are you so obsessed with Jordan? He's so obsessed with him.
Yeah.
Like his whole, like everything that he wants from the show is for Jordan to fail. And he uses his time with Becca to talk about Jordan.
So crazy twist. Jordan and Chicken
David.
I think they dated.
Yeah. We're going to find that out later in the episode. Plot twist.
Pride month.
Yeah.
They're gay. I'm kidding. I don't know if they're gay. But anyway, I do have to say that him falling off the bed is a traumatic experience.
Very traumatic.
A deep sleeper myself,
I would have done the same thing. Luckily, I had the bottom bunk in the mansion. Otherwise, you know.
I mean, it's a mansion. I would expect that they all have their own comfortable beds.
No. They want to make you uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah, you have bunk beds that you share, like numerous bunk beds in a room.
So two on one side, two on the other, so four in a room. Is that how? I want to know. Give me some.
Okay.
I want to know the scoop.
So you walk inside the front door and there's a staircase to your left. You go up that staircase and there's a like huge walk-in closet where you keep all your suitcases. Then there's a huge master bathroom where the toilet room is very small. And
How many bathrooms?
Total... Only four.
Wow.
Yeah, four. And then there's three bedrooms upstairs and a laundry room. Three bedrooms, one really big one that has five sets of bunk beds.
Sounds like
so
prison.
10 beds. Yeah. And then the other room only has a few others. Anyways.
Is there a way for you to get your, like, the favorite gets their own room, or it's only two people in there? Like, do you guys, a little fighting over the rooms or anything? No.
They, you walk in and you have a name on where, what bed you have. Like, you don't even get to pick.
Good thread count on the sheets.
I don't even remember.
Toiletries provided.
I honestly had the best sleeps in that mansion. I don't know why.
Wow.
It was uncomfortable. And there's like stage lighting
in
there.
You like that prison.
Yeah, I was
mattress.
Into it. I Did can't you get really, like, it was like, I knew I couldn't be anywhere else. Like, I was like, I have nowhere to be. This is like where I'm supposed to be right now.
It's really sad.
Yeah. I have a journal.
I can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm stuck trapped. Here. I'm trapped here.
I have
here.
No phone to look at.
Oh, my. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you would not last.
That's the trippy part is no.
No phones.
Oh, that's tough for me.
I actually saw a guy at the
no
beginning
family.
Of this.
You can't even text like anyone from your family.
No. Oh, hell
how long?
No.
How long?
Well, it depends how long you last.
Like, wait, but if
11
you,
weeks max.
You made it to the final round.
Why do I keep doing that?
So that was 11 weeks for you?
It was 9 weeks for me on The Bachelor and then 11 weeks as The Bachelorette.
No contact with your friends or family.
No one.
That's a lot.
It's messed up. It's
especially now
too.
In the day of Instagram. And
yeah, it was kind of nice though. Not for you because you love Instagram.
I do so much.
But I'm like an Insta-hater. I loved not having it.
True.
Yeah, I loved it. I'm just going to interrupt this for a quick mid-show break to talk about ThredUp. It's one of the largest online resale stores where you can find all your favorite brands for up to 90% off the estimated retail price. No joke, I have gotten so many cute dresses like Free People, there's Lululemon, there's Gap, North Face, and more. Plus, if you go to ThredUp.com/find today, you will get an extra 25% off your first order. ThredUp has a huge selection and they make it super easy to shop. Trust me, I've done it. Love online shopping. You can save your sizes and your favorite brands and search for exactly what you want. And every item on their site goes through a 12-point inspection process so that you know what you're getting is high quality condition. Many items even have the tags still on. But the best part is the prices are unbelievable. For example, you can get a J.Crew top for $10, an Anthropologie skirt for $12, and ThredUp selection is always changing, and they add over 1,000 items every hour. So we're constantly on their site seeing what's new. If you want to get the brands that you love for a deal, you need to check out ThredUp. They offer fast and free shipping on qualifying orders and easy returns. Right now, they are giving you an extra 25% off your first order when you go to ThredUp.com/find. That's ThredUp.com/find for an extra 25% off the already super low price. ThredUp.com/find.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine. Great therapy.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's face it, sometimes multitasking can be overwhelming, like when your favorite podcast is playing and the person next to you is talking and your car fan is blasting, all while you're trying to find the perfect parking spot. But then again, sometimes multitasking is easy, like quoting with Progressive Insurance. They do the hard work of comparing rates so you can find a great rate that works for you, even if it's not with them. Give their nifty comparison tool a try and you might just find getting the rate and coverage you need is easy. All you need to do is visit Progressive's website to get a quote with all the coverages you want, like comprehensive and collision coverage or personal injury protection. Then you'll see Progressive's direct rate, and their tool will provide options from other companies all lined up and ready to compare, so it's simple to choose the rate and coverages you like. Press play on comparing auto rates. Quote at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Guys, please help me keep the podcast free to download with minimal ads. Responses, if you do this survey, will help align the appropriate advertisers to my audience. The survey is short and completely anonymous. It takes no more than 5 minutes. There are two easy ways to do the survey. You can go to podcastone.com/mysurvey or go to podcastone.com and just click the survey banner. If you have filled out a survey in the past, I thank you so much, but I still need you to do it again. I know I'm asking a lot. You do all of us at Off the Vine and Podcast One a huge favor by filling this out. So thank you for supporting my program and for taking the time to complete the survey.
Now back to Off the Vine Grape Therapy.
I find it insulting that David needs to say things like, you know, I think Becca needs somebody different than... You don't know Becca. Mm-mm. And if you...
You don't know her story.
You don't know what she's been through. You don't know. And like, you should trust that she will see through Jordan and knows that he's just there for good ratings right now, because where would this show be right now without him?
True.
You know?
He's very entertaining.
It wouldn't be the chicken show. It's the Jordan show.
It is.
Sorry.
The male model from
Wilhelmina. Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so when she came out, Jason had run and told her like, oh, you know.
No, not Jason.
Oh, God, I keep making David. They all look the chicken. Same to me. Chicken had ran up to her and said, you know, he has 4,000 matches on Tinder.
Yeah. And if Tinder doesn't sponsor Jordan after the show, what world do we really live in?
Yeah,
with
not fair.
100% one-for-one success rate.
He's killing it.
Killing it. So, why is he even on The Bachelorette if he's getting one-for-one, like if his success rate is that good?
4,000 people are very interested in him.
Oh, how would he even admit that out loud? I love that she high-fived him.
Yeah,
I would have done the exact same thing. I would have been like, nice work, bro. You're not staying here long, so let's just like bro it out. Hilarious. My favorite line was the Jordanism this week was that his feet are resting on his porch, which is his like way of saying like he's all up in his grill.
But what did he say before that?
He said, I should be paying rent for living in David's head, which is a great line. Mm-hmm. But then he said, yeah, my feet are resting on his porch. And I was like, I don't know what that means, but I'm definitely recycling it. Like, I'm definitely reusing that.
Yeah, 100%.
There is a girl... There is a woman who just is such a hater to me and Sean on Twitter. Mm. Oh my gosh, she says awful things all the time. She's such a troll. Mm-hmm. And every day I'm like, oh my gosh, she just thinks about us all day long. Like, we have so much power. We just live in her head. And now I'm like, we are resting our feet on her porch.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Dancing on that porch.
Yeah. We are dancing
flaming
all up in
bag
the porch.
Of on the porch.
Light it up.
Stomp on it.
Stomp all over it.
Have them stomp on it. But yes.
Yeah. That's what we're doing.
I mean,
I kind of get Jordan's ahead of our time.
He really is an innovator.
Yeah. And I can't wait. I'm going to follow him on Instagram.
The Walt Disney of Bachelorette, if you will.
A real American hero.
National treasure, Jordan Kimball. I think that's his last name.
Oh, yeah. Kimball or Kimball?
Depends on the region.
Yeah. Depends on the region. Oh gosh, I can't wait to see what his sponsors are when he comes off the show. And he cooks, he cleans, and is a self-proclaimed golden retriever. I knew I liked him.
Love a golden
when
retriever.
He said he was a golden retriever, I'm like, that is why I love you. You are a golden retriever. Golden retrievers cook and clean.
That's your favorite dog.
It is, of all time.
Oh.
And then they just went back to David obsessing over Jordan, while Andrew Keegan and Wills just sat on the sidelines laughing, sipping their cocktail.
Oh, everyone's cracking up.
I would have just sipped on my cocktail, too.
Mm-hmm.
Or my LaCroix water.
Oh, there you go.
Enter ad. But I would have been doing the same damn thing. I just love Jordan's confidence, you know?
Yeah.
I think the joke's on us. I think Jordan's playing us. I think Jordan is there for good TV, and he knows it, and he knows he's not going to make it to the end, and he does. It's a game.
He's going to ride it till the wheels fall off.
Yep.
And he's playing it.
And I'm there for it.
Giving us one-liners. Yep. And he's like the little villain, which is funny.
I always call him a lovable douche canoe.
A lovable douche canoe.
Yeah.
That's the perfect way to explain it.
I know. And I think the joke's on us. So Becca and Colton talk through everything. Colton tells her he's here for her because, that would be really weird if he was like, you know what? I was here for Tia, but since you are the Bachelorette, mm-hmm. I'm going to stick around. See what happens.
Yeah.
For my charity. Colton got the rose. And David, chicken, try and keep up low.
Yep.
David was just so happy. He didn't even get the rose, but he was just so happy that Jordan didn't get the rose.
Obsessed with him.
Obsessed.
Man crush.
Yeah. It's very obvious.
It's hard to watch someone give another person that much power.
I'm like, it's why?
I'm like, hey, just relax. It's a turnoff. No, and I'm sure
it's a turnoff.
Becca's like, okay, like,
yeah. I'm like, if I was Becca, I'd be more turned on to Jordan than
yeah,
Chicken.
It's gonna make her like him more.
And I bet the producers are just like, come on, Chicken, egg him on. This is like firing him up, and they're like, we support you. But then that with Jordan, they're like, don't pay attention to him, man. Whatever. I'll play your little game, producers. Chris and Becca's one-on-one. Becca's leather rocker outfit.
Loved it.
Loved it. Lived for it.
Crop top, leather pants, oh, choker.
Yeah.
It was very sexy. She
and it was
great.
It was very appropriate for like writing some music. I was really into it. And I love that they got to write music together. On Monday night when this was airing, Carly, who is on my season of The Bachelor with me, reminded me that we had a group date together where we wrote our own music with the help of the country duo Big and Rich.
Oh, yeah.
And do you want to hear what my lyrics were? They're very deep.
Did he pass away, by the way?
Who?
Big.
No.
Oh.
No. Did he? No, I would have known. So. No, he didn't. Big and Rich? No. No. No.
Sorry, wrong person.
I would have known. I'm like, wait.
She's about to cry. I'm so sorry.
No.
No, they're still alive. Sorry, wrong article that I read.
This is how part of my song went. Red petal fever makes me touch my beaver. The farm life, it's life for me. Sipping sweet tea and mix it with the whiskey. And mix it with the whiskey. That was my song. Then I went into some really powerful lyrics and I sang with my whole heart, but they didn't show that because they just like to show my stoop stuff. But red petal fever makes me touch my beaver. Did not think they would air that on TV and they did. Whatever.
Iconic.
I thought it was pretty clever. I don't think. Oh, Chicken. I mean, that was a little delayed,
know,
but
it was so delayed because I had.
Is that what you were doing over there?
Yeah.
So I'm like, why aren't you listening to me? And you were looking for a chicken sound.
Oh my God. I'm dying.
Well, now you have, do you have it teed up now in case
we
need it?
It is teed up. So here's the thing. I had to watch a couple ads first. And then the conversation changed from Chicken. So anyway.
I'll let you in on a little editing secret. We could have just told my producer to throw in a chicken noise there.
Oh, didn't know. We're on Howard Stern. The sound effects.
2.0.
2.0.
Yeah, I got you.
Damn. We'll
just, yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah. Okay. It's okay. I kind of like the like authentic like rawness of just pulling it up on your phone and putting
phone
it
up.
It's funny. I like it. I'm actually really glad you did it. And now have it teed up for next time we talk about it. what was I saying? Oh, the singing, the lyrics.
Oh.
I know what I was going to say. My lyrics, and then I was going to say, I don't think that Richard Marx, Grammy Award winning artist, would agree. Who, by the way, did you know who that was when
no,
they walked
I didn't.
In?
I didn't know who Richard Marx was.
I didn't either.
Good old Dick Marx.
Which is sad because he's a Grammy Award winner, and so obviously he's
No, but there's
D.
a lot. Well, sort of.
Anyway.
There's a lot of categories at the Grammys.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah, which one was he in?
It's like best Southwestern gospel. You know, there's like so many categories to win.
From a movie.
From a movie.
Yeah.
An indie movie
Which
in Brazil.
I mean, good for him.
Yeah, it's awesome. I don't have a Grammy.
yeah, it's awesome.
I don't have a Grammy under my belt. That's cool.
I don't either. Richard Marx does. What was I going to say, though? Oh, yeah. So my whole thing with this date was I was like, you know when producers put you on a date when they know what your fears are? So they're like, well, let's put her on that one.
Yeah.
Chris wrote a letter to his father to try and get out his feelings that his father left him when I think he was 7.
That's sad.
Broke my heart. And he was like, you know, it's really hard for me to put out my feelings on paper now and like try and tell them to someone because what if they don't feel the same way? Which
he wrote his father a letter.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah. Yeah. And didn't get a response.
His dad ghosted him.
Yeah. Which is just, I mean, oh, when he said that, I think I shed like 8 tears.
God. And it's like Father's Day weekend's coming up. That's heavy.
Oh, that is heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it just, I was so sad because I'm like, oh man, and now he's having to be put in the situation where he has to be super vulnerable and write out his feelings and say them to her, and he's like, what if she's like, oh, I don't feel the same way. Like, I don't know that.
Dad, is that, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be the same way.
Gosh.
Having to, like, be that vulnerable, first of all, on national television when you're not used to TV cameras is so weird. And then if you have that fear, and then writing down how you feel and not have someone reciprocate it, especially being family, is heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. But he killed it. He did really well.
Exactly. That's what
he was very sweet. And she probably like is obsessed with him because of it.
Exactly. And I'm like, I'm so glad he had that moment. And I'm glad the producers chose that date for him, because I think it was probably like healing for him and therapeutic. Because he was like, you know what?
My dad didn't respond.
But Becca did.
And Richard Marx is going to write a song about it.
Yeah. Maybe it's up for a Grammy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Full circle moments.
That's like Carly Pierce. I had her on my podcast. And
I love her.
She wrote that song, Every Little Thing, about her ex. So powerful. And she won an award for it this past
week. At the CMTs. Yeah. Oh, good for
her.
And
she started crying and she goes, last thing to my ex. Thank you. I was like, oh. Yes. Because I was like, I would have been like, thank you. Mm-hmm. But she said, thank you. And that was even more powerful.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it. I lived for that moment. But that's, you know. This was Chris's moment. And he was so great. And you even said, you're like, he is so cute.
Yeah.
So handsome. And he was really
sweet.
Seems
like a genuine,
genuine.
The guys that are there, and it doesn't feel like they're there for the cameras. It doesn't feel like.
He even said, he was like, you know, this is really hard. Like, this is all really fast. And like, being super open. Like, thank you. What a real thing to say. I really like David. Nope. That's chicken. I really like
Damn
Chris.
It. My phone's on. It's locked.
Oh, missed opportunity. Damn
it. But yeah.
I really like Chris. We like Chris. Mm-hmm. Chris for top four.
Chris is top four.
Yeah. speaking of Chris, I feel like such an ass for saying this. Chris Harrison had to deliver the news about David.
I'm not on the Wi-Fi.
Oh,
I can't win tonight.
No.
Hair in my mouth, bloody nails. Can't even load a chicken video. My God.
Are you going to have to watch ads again first, too?
Yeah, watching another ad.
Really?
For Vagisil. Okay, so go ahead.
So anyways, okay. The only reason I can laugh about this is because obviously...
Oh, there it is.
Short-lived. I'm over it. It's okay. We'll add it in. The only reason I can laugh is because he's fine. And Becca talked to him on the phone and he was like, Becca, what's up?
Okay. Hey. Can we say though how Chris teed it up?
Teed it up. He was like, look, one of your guys had to be sent to the hospital and he's in
brutally beaten
intensive care, brutally broken nose. And Becca goes, who did this? And he goes, he pauses. Like he does this like awkwardly long pause and he looks down and he goes, well, he fell out of bed. And she was kind of like, oh.
That's a hard fall.
It's unfortunate because I think he did some serious damage and that's awful.
Yeah. Messed up his face.
Yeah. Which is
moneymaker.
Obviously
thank God
not funny
it wasn't
either.
The model.
Oh, thank God. Thank God it was the chicken.
I'm sure he has it insured though.
Yeah.
That mug is so beautiful.
It's like J-Lo's butt.
Insured.
Yeah, absolutely. Either way, we're glad that David's okay.
Yeah.
There, I can just.
He's coming back.
Yeah, he's coming back
with the vengeance.
Yeah, I think he's gonna have a little more confidence because he's gonna look so edgy.
Yeah,
yeah.
With his black and
be like, who hurt you?
And
you can
myself.
Make something up. Yeah, I did.
I hurt myself.
That's how crazy I am. Yeah. Don't mess with me. I'll do this to you.
No, he's gonna be sent home.
Yeah, along with the model.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just gonna be so sad the day the model leaves. What are they going to do? Hopefully then some relationships will be blossoming and we'll be invested in some love
stories.
I
think they're going to do a twist. Like Becca's, they'll have something like a plot twist. If they have to get rid of the model because he's so good and you know, adding some spice to be Becca's first husband, you know, or something we didn't know
Russ,
she had.
Russ will come back.
Oh, she had a husband.
No, ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
I still don't know what his name is. Russ or Ross.
Okay, well, then he'll come back. Or who? I don't know. Something good
Remember
will have
on
to happen.
Friends when... Ross is Rachel Green's ex, but she dates this new guy named Russ, and he's exactly like Ross, and he's like, hi. That's Becca's ex. Then there's the football date, where I didn't like how this episode ended. I was like, there's a football date, Clay breaks his wrist and goes home, and no rose ceremony. I'm like, that's your grape therapy session. Goodbye.
Yeah.
That's my short...
Wait, the guy that broke his wrist, is he the one that also he went home for good?
Yeah, Clay, he's an NFL player. He's got a little broken wrist and a big old broken heart. And a very big heart.
He does.
Yeah.
I liked him. He was cool.
Yeah, he seemed very sweet. He seemed really sweet, and he left like, you know, a lot of guys wouldn't just leave, but he's like, I got to support my family. Like, my wrist is my job. There's Jordan who's like, my face is my job.
Yeah.
Clay's wrist is his job, you know?
He needs
not
to.
That's a good joke, but. No. I tried.
He needs to ice that wrist.
He needs to ice it
and
up.
And take care of his family.
Yeah. It was. He has
what
to
team?
Get...
Do you know what team he plays on?
Mm.
The.
Do you think I know Patriots. NFL team? He the plays for.
Dodgers.
The Chicago.
Boomerangs. The Chicago Bulls.
He plays for the Wisconsin Checkers.
Killing it.
I have no idea. No,
I don't know
Google.
Either. Yeah, I'm curious what team he plays for and where he's going.
Yeah.
Like, is he done now? Like, he can't play because he broke his wrist?
Well, he has to get serious surgery on it. And it's his throwing wrist, you know?
Oh, man. That
it's
sucks.
Serious. I mean... Anyways, I have a small feeling he might be back this season, but I
really?
Don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were kind
did
of
he,
cute together.
He didn't even have like a one-on-one with her.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simon. Yeah, he's not coming back, is he?
He ain't coming back.
No, he ain't coming back. He gone. He gone. And guys, that's all we have for you because I didn't like the way that episode ended.
No, I wanted like, a rose ceremony.
It wasn't even a cliffhanger. Like, it wasn't mm-hmm. like, da-da-da, and then you're going to find something out next week. It's like... Oh, what? That was the end?
Yeah.
Or maybe I just got a version of the show earlier before it airs.
Oh.
Oh.
Damn.
Well.
I wish I had that.
It's the least they could do. It's the least they could do. But yeah, real quick, guys, if you're looking to buy a car, you're probably familiar with terms like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for. But what does it actually mean? The same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody. All you really are looking for is a price that actually means something. Introducing True Price from True Car. Now you can know exactly what you'll pay for the car that you want, including fees and accessories, before you even get to the dealership. True Car dealers will show you the true price on cars like the one you want, all from the comfort of your own home. And how do you know if your true price is a great price? Because True Car shows you what other people paid for that same car that you want. And your certified dealers know this, so they set their true price competitively so they can win your business. This is genius. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. That's all we got for you today for Grape Therapy. I hope everybody has a super gangster Thursday.
Yeah.
You're almost at the weekend.
Almost
Thursday's
time.
The new Friday is what I heard.
It really is. Word on the street.
Word on the street. Thursday's the new Friday. And this week we'll see you on Tuesday for Off the Vine. It's my special birthday episode.
Oh, yeah.
When's your birthday? The 30th?
June 30th.
Yeah.
We're both Cancer babies.
No, I'm Gemini with a little hint of Cancer.
I feel like you're so Cancer, though.
Why? What does that mean?
Emotional.
Oh.
I am, too. I'm sensitive.
Well, I'm right on the cusp.
Okay.
So that I'm like super independent, but like super needy. And I'm like really funny, but I'm also like really soft.
Yeah.
Like I'm really like.
Yeah.
I am a bit of both.
I see it. I get it.
Yeah.
We have to do something very special for your birthday.
Okay.
I'm very excited.
Okay.
I have to plan something.
Okay. Well, we have to do it tomorrow.
Oh, God, I know.
So you better plan quick.
Okay.
Well, we're also going to podcast tomorrow, but that won't air until next Tuesday.
Got it. That's the birthday episode.
My birthday episode will be my live podcast with Bree, where I announce my due date.
Oh, that's right.
For May. Something. Nobody can know until you listen to Off the Vine
on
Tuesday.
I'm so excited for your baby.
My baby line that I'm... bringing out.
Yes.
Everyone's like, we know you're not pregnant. You're drunk. Oh. Right.
True. Fair.
But I can't wait to podcast with you for Off the Vine and interview you and do like real questions
yeah,
and get
yeah,
to
I'm
know
excited.
Lo. Because you've just been like my little like sidekick for the last couple podcasts where we're going to really get to the bottom of Lo.
Oh, I like,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to cut to the core of you.
I'm an open book.
Oh.
For the most part.
I don't believe you. We're going to find out. Okay. I'm just going to feed you a few glasses of Sauvignon Blanc. Mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited because we're doing it. I said that so abruptly.
I know.
She perked right
excited.
On.
I got excited.
We're going to my home
yeah.
country of
Irvine.
Of Irvine. I'm not from Irvine, but I am from Orange County, California. All my Orange County peeps out there.
OC. Oh, how much did you love the show, The OC?
I didn't, actually.
Oh. Oh, was it like, that's not what it is?
No, well, I mean, I
loved The OC.
Did you?
Oh, Marissa? I
mean, was that Mishka Barton?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't that her name?
Yeah.
And I loved the Ryan. I just butchering their names right now? Summer. I know Summer. And Adam.
Oh, Adam.
Mm.
I loved like Gossip Girl.
XOXO.
Yeah, I was into that.
Never watched it once.
Oh, damn.
I've never seen Sex in the City. What else? I've never seen A Handmaid's Tale. Oh.
You're missing out.
But I could tell you all about Monday's episode of The Bachelorette. Yeah. Watched it twice.
Or The OC back.
Yeah, or The OC.
They also had The Real Laguna Beach and The OC, which was the TV show, the reality show.
The Hills.
That was after, but first it was Laguna Beach.
Oh.
Lauren Conner. Oh, it's my ride. Gotta go.
Can't see you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jersey Shore.
But I am. Nope, didn't watch it. But yeah, I am really excited to be in Orange County.
Oh, yeah. That's what
with you. Very full circle moment.
Yeah, you're going to have to give me a little tour. Like, show me where you grew up.
No,
in school.
I cannot wait to show Caitlin all the hot spots in Orange County.
Well, you better get there in time.
Yeah.
I'm leaving bright and early in the morning. Whoa. So I'll see you there or I will see you at another time. Yep. Your session is now ending.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
Thank you guys so much for listening to my short and sweet Bachelorette recap. Here are your sponsor reviews for this Thursday. LaCroix Sparkling Water, the 100% innocent beverage. Visit LaCroixWater.com. Thread Up, get 30% off your first order. ThreadUp.com/Vine. And TrueCar. Visit TrueCar for a more confident car buying experience.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.